Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about stress. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. We know that most people are stressed or get stressed from time to time. I know you love misconceptions. What is the biggest misconception about stress?
You know, when I was a little kid, I'd go up to my mom and always tell her what was wrong. You know, the misconceptions, I would tell my mother about misconceptions. So I have a long history of loving misconceptions. But so here's the big one. Here's the big misconception about stress, that stress comes from a specific activity, and that if we eliminate that activity, the stress will go away. You know, it's like the old Groucho Marx joke, which Patricia always rolls her eyes when I do this one.
But and trust me, I'm doing that now.
If this was a radio, you could see the eye roll. But, you know, the old Groucho Marx, and I know this dates me, but he talks about, this guy goes into the doctor's office and says, doctor, it hurts when I go like this. And he waves his arm in a funny way. And then the doctor says, well, don't go like this. You know, go to your mark with a little cigar, you know. So anyways, but...
Wait, ha.
That's how we still believe stress works.
Okay, enough of the jokes, Jason. Give us some examples.
You know, traffic, paying bills, doing taxes, working out conflict with loved ones, work in general, going to the spa, anything can make you stressed. You know, someone takes your parking spot, you're waiting for someone to come out and someone jumps in there at the last minute. There's all sorts of things that can stress you out. And I guarantee you a lot of them are very, seemingly very minor.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about a specific one. Let's pull a specific one out, Jason. How about someone takes your parking spot? This has happened to everyone.
Yes.
Okay. So what, if I'm reading correctly what you're saying that no matter what the situation is, we can get stressed about anything, but it's usually not, the stress usually doesn't start with that situation, such as the parking spot.
And hey, that was my line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not
the truth is, and we don't script ourselves. We just throw it out there. But the point is, and she made it very well, is that the stress is an energy that can attach itself to many different circumstances and situations. So if you think that traffic stresses you out, and you, I guarantee you, if you take away this traffic, the energy of stress will find another way to express itself. That's the point.
Well, that sounds almost hopeless to me then.
I know it does.
Okay.
But here's the... You know, again, this is the ecosystem approach. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia. What do we talk about? We talk about energy. And what do we talk about in terms of energy? That you can clear those things. You can deal with those energies directly. So, Okay. You know.
Okay, let me ask a question. Even if this is, as I was just talking about, really about something old that happened in my life from my past, and it's coming up today because somebody took my parking spot?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about that for the during the whole show.
Okay.
And, you know,
by the way, don't take my parking spot.
Yeah, she could be mean. I just want to say that.
Oh, that is just so not true. Anyway.
But we also believe that taking a break from stress helps. But if you understand that stress is an energy, when you take a break from stress, the energy doesn't go away.
So now you're talking about the misconception.
Another misconception.
Okay, about stress.
Right. The biggest misconception is that if you eliminate the activity, then the stress goes away. That's not true. And then if you take a break from stress, mm-hmm. you know, the way we work, you know, with breaks and time off and vacations, that doesn't mean you shouldn't take a vacation. It means that the energy of stress doesn't necessarily go away when you take a vacation.
Oh, okay. Wait. You just said something there. You know, people do take vacations for the break and that sort of thing. But the truth is, when you look at statistics, it takes people more than 24 hours to unwind, to learn to relax again after, when they've taken a vacation.
Well, and that's a really good point. See, the truth is that even though you take that 24 hours or 48 hours
right.
or 72 hours or whatever it is.
I need a month to get rid of the stress and then I'm taking my vacation.
You don't really get rid of the energy of stress. What you do is you numb out from it. You change your focus from the stress to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not suggesting that you don't take a vacation, don't take breaks. You know, I'm going to tell you about meditation later in the show.
Sure.
Something I've been doing for a long time, but it doesn't necessarily remove the energy of stress.
Mm.
You know, one of my favorite. You know, I just started seeing this on TV. There's a relaxation app that shows sounds of rain on leaves on a tree. And it's you show this little timer there, and they do give you 10 seconds of relaxation. Well, stress is an energy that doesn't go away when you watch rain drops on a leaf. It might give you a break for 15 seconds, 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, because the commercial claims that you can do this in 15 seconds.
Right. I would suggest, and we're going to talk about this for the whole show. Is the way to get rid of stress, if you would take that 15 seconds and clear something, it's far more productive than if you just try to distract yourself from the stress.
Give me an example of clear something, Jason.
Well, you're in traffic and you hear this drum beat in your head. I'm going to be late.
That drum beat. Yeah, yes. I've heard that one.
You know,
sure.
How quote unquote, person and Patricia's far more
I can't wait for this one.
When somebody cuts in front of us and we're stuck in traffic, you know, I'm driving, but she has all the adjectives, appropriate adjectives to talk to that person. And you know, usually, however, the adjectives don't get to that person, but they, you know,
they end
everybody
up in the car.
Yes. So you know, those are stressful things. You know, the point is, however, that that's an energy.
Well, wait a minute. Let's make a point about that energy, about the me and the being expressive in the car. The bottom line is that I'm thinking that it's the rain on the leaves, when the truth is that isn't what it is at all. It is not a stress reliever.
Yes, it is not.
Okay.
And you could play pleasant music in the car, which is, you know, if you're stuck in traffic, but that doesn't necessarily work. The best thing you can do is clear directly the energy of stress that mm-hmm. you're feeling in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to some other areas, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But so if you understand that this energy of stress moves around, that's one of the biggest ones, because we believe that this thing in our life just absolutely what causes us to go crazy. And I guarantee you.
Or expressive. What?
Expressive, yes. Yeah, that's a whole nother show. But that feeling that this thing is the problem is just not true. Okay. And if you understand the energy of stress, it has no problems attaching itself to something else down the road.
Okay, so if I just want to make this point that when the stress is happening, even if we don't know why we're stressed, I realize traffic is, you know, we're blaming stress, but we don't know if there's another, you know, something else that's really causing it. I recommend highly that you clear anxiety and fear.
Frenzy.
Overwhelm.
Stress itself.
You stuck.
Call it out. Yes.
Yes, exactly. So.
And if you're blaming the traffic, you know, you can clear your stress around traffic.
Or you could yell at it like I do. Yeah. No. That was not what I meant to say at all. Yeah. Oops. Yeah, okay.
Don't do that.
Okay. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Well, you can, but, you know, we don't want any of our listeners to be in jail, you know.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Stress does not originate from specific circumstances. Stress can move around and attach itself to different situations at different times. And that stress is an energy that can be cleared. Common stress reduction methods don't address the root cause of the energy of stress.
Okay. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about common stress relief misconceptions. No wonder you're stressed out. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about stress and all the many techniques than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what are some of the common misconceptions about stress?
Okay, this is a big one. I got this off the internet, I Googled, you know, ways to get rid of stress. And so I want to go through these because none of these work. And, you know, I think we have a special perspective here, you know, and I've seen a lot of things that have come out in the scientific community, the health community, traditional community, because they don't understand energy. They come up with these things that they theorize will help, or they've been able to prove it, that it makes it better, but it doesn't necessarily do what it's supposed to. And it may just be a temporary relief because they don't see energy. And because we see energy, we know these things don't work because we see the energy still there when these things are applied. So let me give you some examples of this is what I got off the internet, you know, ways to beat and kill stress. The first one is go for a long drive. Well, if you're in an urban area and there's traffic, I wouldn't suggest that one. But even still, you know, the idea is that you go for a long drive in the country, it's relaxing, you know, but you can't distract yourself from the energy of stress. And if you do, what I mean by you can't, when you do that, you're just postponing stress. You're not getting rid of it. Because the energy is still there when you get back.
Okay.
Be an optimist.
Oh, wait a minute. What is it? Turn that frown upside down.
Oh.
Really? No. Sorry.
What that makes you is it allows you to fake your way into feeling like you're not stressed when you really
are. Put a mask on.
Yes.
And you cover up the stress. And what do you do then? You create toxic energies within yourself.
If you're a phony optimist, you don't get rid of stress. And in fact, by being phony, you can't even see what's stressing you, and it's unconscious, and it comes out as diseases and sickness.
And so, wait a minute. This next one is my absolute favorite. Eat your favorite food. Well, excuse me, how much chocolate can somebody eat in one day?
You know, again, we see, you know, what'll happen. If you have that gallon of ice cream, you need to chow it down.
You're okay while you're eating that gallon of ice cream.
But it's not getting rid of the energy of stress. It's just postponing it.
Well, and then I want to go back to, it is postponing it. And then I want to go back to when we were talking about how we eat negative energy that keeps us from losing weight, and but also gaining, that creates gaining weight. And that is... what? Eat a gallon of ice cream. Go
yes.
for it.
Well, what you talked about, we talked about this in our weight show. Go back and listen. We've got some really good shows. So if you're listening and you're liking our show, go back on, you know, at our website, livingletter.org, and under the radio tab, and you can look at some of the previous shows and the topics, and you'll find them. Very interesting.
Very interesting. And we guarantee you will laugh, mostly at us. But that's, you know, that's just a sideline.
So eating your favorite food doesn't work.
Okay.
Dance.
Now, you know, this one I have to say, this is a wonderful thing to do, but it only postpones the energy.
If you dance to get rid of stress, it just postpones the stress.
Right.
You know, Patricia dances around the house all the time.
Really? Everyone, I actually do.
She literally does. It's not because she has to use the bathroom. She dances and she has fun with it and she loves it. But here's the thing, you know, you can't distract yourself or make yourself happy and feel that you're getting rid of the energy of stress. You're just postponing it.
Right.
Another one, listing was meet an old friend. Again, that may make you happy. It may be a good thing to do, but it doesn't relieve stress. Well, it doesn't get rid of the energy of stress.
And one of the things that happens when you connect with an old friend, you do what? You commiserate with them, right?
Yep.
And you also probably overeat too much. Okay, there's that. And it doesn't, in fact, it might even create more stress because you were supposed to be doing this, that, or the other thing, and you went to meet an old friend. So,
and here's the last one. Get yourself a dog. Now, we're dog people.
Yes,
we love dogs. And we know that there's nothing nicer than having our dog sit up, you know, sit next to us. And we have two. And they like to be next to us all the time. And they don't like the radio show because they're not able to sit in the office with us.
Exactly.
But they don't get rid of the energy of stress. Now, people who are lonely or feel disconnected, it can help you. I shouldn't even say that. I think having a dog is a really positive experience. But again, that energy of stress
needs to be removed.
And that's the key.
Exactly.
So here's the bottom line.
All right.
Feel good strategies, distractions, and philosophies, you know, be an optimist, do not beat, kill, or eliminate stress.
Okay.
Stress is an energy. So this energy has no problem focusing on many different parts of your life.
Okay.
Here's some more misconceptions. Mindfulness. This is the go-to now for traditional medicine, you know. Take a mindful course. Do some mindfulness meditations. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But it doesn't necessarily remove the energy of stress. Being grounded. Oh, that's a big one. We hear that a lot in the metaphysical realm, you know, that's helpful and relaxing. But it doesn't eliminate necessarily the energy of stress. It might do a little bit, but nowhere near what it needs to be. Burnout is something we have to talk about because it's very stress-related. Most helping professions, doctors,
police officers,
nurses,
EMTs,
therapists,
dentists, so forth,
teachers,
yes,
all sorts of people that are out there helping others,
right.
They pick up this negative energy, but they never discharge it.
And they don't know what to do with it.
That's burnout.
Yes.
It's a heightened form of stress. Yes. Post-traumatic stress is a form of burnout too.
Well, and you know, there is at one time, I don't know if it's still true, but I know that it's up there that dentists have the highest rate of suicide of any other profession that there is.
You know,
I mean, excuse me, that would be, and it's because they're connecting with one of the points of where stress goes in.
When you go into someone's mouth, there's a lot of stress released, you know,
yes,
in that
exactly.
in that process.
Exactly.
So, you know, I've been meditating for over 45 years. I started this when I was in college. I do a popular meditation technique, and it really changed me. It refines some of the sharp edges on my personality. People would say to me, even before I was doing this work, that I had good energy, even when I didn't know what that meant. And I know it's really helped me. But then when I started to apply the ecosystem approach, I could see, and I knew this all along when I was meditating, I could be stressed about something, meditate, feel better, but then 2 minutes later, I'd be right back where I was.
Well, especially since you went right back to the same energy.
Exactly. And it didn't address the root cause of my stress, which for me, if you know me, it has to do with that need to prove myself, the need to say, okay, I have value in this world that is a programming world that says, you know, you have to do these things to prove your value, when the truth is my value, what I needed to do is to turn around, clear that negative energy, and find my value from my essence, which
right.
is... which is, pun intended, the essence of the ecosystem approach.
Okay, so Jason, what is the newsletter bonus for this week?
We're going to provide some clearings to help you address stress in your life. Very simple, but it's so valuable. So instead of taking a, a 5-minute stress relief break where you watch a pretty picture or you do something, eat something, go to your phone, sign up for our newsletter, www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We just want your name and your email address. Sign up right now, and we'll have some clearings in there for you to help eliminate stress. That's the best 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 30 seconds.
Spend all day.
To help really remove the stress in your life.
So I want to bring up one last point before we go to the key points of this segment. And it's when you don't know yourself and you're disconnected from your essence, it is the ultimate stress. It is the root of all stress. And how, Jason, do you fix that?
The ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
Now, I have struggled. I struggle with the word disconnect. There's so many words. Disconnected. We don't have a good relationship with our essence. We're disconnected from it. We have that negative energy that keeps us from it. Mm-hmm. There's all different ways of saying that. But basically, we're supposed to be living through our essence in our daily life, and we're not. And that is the foundation of all stress.
Right, because it makes you feel inadequate and so forth when you're not doing that.
Exactly. Stress, traffic would be nothing if we had that connection.
Huh. Key points to this segment, Jason.
Making yourself feel good does not eliminate the energy of stress. If you distract yourself from stress, it just finds another way to come out and make you stressed again. It's the deep-seated emotional issues that bubble up in your consciousness that creates a stress related to minor things, and that the root cause of stress is related to your relationship and the health of your essence.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about real ways to begin to reduce the stress in your life. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about stress and what we can do to reduce the stress in your life. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So we've talked about all the misconceptions, and I guarantee you there's a whole lot more, but we've talked about those. All right, now, Jason, how do we reduce stress?
Okay, the true source of stress is being disconnected, and I'm going to say this different ways, or having a bad relationship with essence, or having too much negative energy attached to essence. When we say your ecosystem needs to be uncovered, as we remove that negative energy from you, it's really from your essence. And as that is removed, you start to understand things like, oh, this is who I am. Oh, this is who I should be married to. Oh, this is how I should live my life. This is what I should be working at.
Right.
Oh, this is how I have a better relationship with those around me because I'm being more authentic. When you program yourself, which we've all been programmed, that's these programs that said, this is how you should behave. This is how you should think. This is how you should live your life. That may not be in alignment with who you really are authentically.
Okay.
And that creates stress.
Yes, very much.
That's why this, I think, you know, I'm jump up and down here. I think this show is really important because it's the most important, even though stress is kind of a vanilla topic, you know, everybody talks about stress, but no one really wants to deal with it. You know, it's like, it feels stressful to try and to reduce your stress, which of course it is with a lot of these techniques, because it's just one more thing you have to do. Now, I granted the ecosystem approach seems like one more thing, but we've made it in such a way that it can be incorporated in your daily routine. And if you do it long enough, it'll just be like, it's part of you.
It'll be easy.
It'll
you know,
be easy.
I want to back up for just a minute. You said having too much negative energy attached to your essence. Could you just give a little clarity about that one, Jason? The thing that comes to mind is when you meet someone that is angry all the time, nothing makes that person happy.
That's negative energy attached to their essence.
Thank you.
Now, we can attribute that to all, you know,
all kinds of things.
You know, some people can be very honest that you find off-putting. And that may not be negative energy. That just may be their authenticness clashing with your negative energy about you know how you should. So there's no real rules about that.
Okay.
But the point is that constant, consistent, and specific clearing is the key to reducing your stress. Because as you remove that negative energy from your essence, who you are is revealed. And oh my gosh, it's the most delicious, amazing, positive thing in your life that you could ever imagine.
So you're saying it's actually really simple.
It is really simple.
Okay.
And ironically, doing this doesn't just help you with stress. It helps you with in all areas of your life.
Right.
You know, money, relationships, success.
Mm-hmm. Even your creativity.
Health, yes.
Yeah,
okay,
yes. I love it. So the stress that that I've had in my lifetime, what you're saying is that has covered up the essence of who I am.
Let me tell you, I want to tell you a little story to illustrate that point.
Okay.
you know, I can, we have a radio show, so I get to talk about my wife, which is great. And she's, it's not bad. When my dad, it was about four and a half years ago, my dad passed, and we went, it's a long story, but we went with my mother to go back to our childhood home, our home that we grew up with, and we got it together, cleaned it out, and prepped it for sale. Now, my dad was a hoarder.
Really, he was truly a hoarder.
And he was there for what? We were there like 40 years.
More than that. We figured it out. It was close to 50.
A long time.
Yeah.
You know, we hired some people. We got some help. But Patricia, you know, she has these amazing organizational skills. She just went in there. We had like four or five people that were helping us unload get rid of the crap. And we had to go through all this stuff and make these decisions. My mom and I and Patricia had to make the decision, well, what we're going to keep, what we're going to get rid of, what we're going to throw away, what we're going to donate, all those things. And it was overwhelming. And, you know, if you looked at me, you could see like deer in the headlights. You know, I was just, I'd done a lot of work prior to get it set up, but oh my gosh.
He set up the organizational part of getting the people out there to help us move stuff. And he figured out all of that sort of thing, the timing of when this should happen and that should happen. It was great.
But she was in there. She had these skills that would make most drill sergeants blush. You know, she went in there. She told everybody what to do.
Most people would be insulted at that. I'm not.
She told everybody what to do in a nice way, and got everybody working. She did a lot of work herself. And then when they stopped or they got to a point where they didn't know what to do, she told them, we got it done in 2 weeks. It was just amazing. I mean, talk about stressful. It was, she handled it, got it done. Dealing with me and my mom was also no picnic.
Because of their emotions and their connections to all of the stuff that was moved around.
You know, it was really raw. It was probably 3 weeks from the time that my dad passed, and she did it. But here's the point about stress, okay? She did all that. Amazing superwoman type of thing. I mean, she would, you know, Linda Carter, superwoman, you know, she could go head to head with her. But then she comes back here and she gets flipped out because I put my underwear on the floor or some little thing, you know. She
gets stressed out. You heard me laughing even before. I knew what he was going to say.
You know, truly, the things that stress us out have nothing to do with things that we think are stressful.
Right.
You know, she was able to handle that, but then these, you know, underwear on the floor.
For Jason, compared to having to deal with his father's stuff, he didn't quite understand it. And we actually had more than one conversation about it. So
yeah, conversation is polite. But anyways, we had a lot of back and forth about that. But here's the point. That stress, what we think is stressful, isn't really that. It's these deep-seated issues. Now, most of my stress all my life is related to not knowing who I am. And it was manifested by all sorts of ways. You know, being on time, proving myself to authorities, trying to demonstrate my value, always being perfect, all those things. And those all these offshoots to that. You know, there's all these things that could stress me. Related to those deep-seated issues. But it's the deep-seated issues that creates the stress.
Okay.
So.
Key points, Jason?
Constant, consistent, and specific clearing is the key to reducing stress. There are no shortcuts or quick fixes to removing stress. That removing negative energies is the best long-term way to get rid of stress. And that it's always the most helpful to focus on your deep-seated issues for the best stress reduction.
All right.
So in our next segment, we're going to help you do some clearing for stress. This is how you do it. You sit. You don't have to sit in any special way. You can slouch. You don't have to sit up straight. And you picture this trash can in your imagination. When we say to eliminate, imagine in your mind's eye gathering up all that negative energy and just take a gentle breath, blow it into the trash can. It's as simple as that. And then we go to the next emotion or concept or issue.
Okay. And then to activate life force energy, we're basically going to reverse the process by pulling in life force energy. I recommend through the top of your head or through your heart. And you're going to take that positive, most amazing energy. And you're going to see it as, if you can, see it as clear, pure light. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing to help you today, to help you reduce your stress. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we've been talking about stress. So, Jason, let's do some clearing. Let's get rid of some of that stress.
Let's start. Here we go. You ready? I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can understand that the negative energy, is the real cause of stress. Gather that concept up in your mind's eye. Blow it into the trash can. And to eliminate all the fear, worry, anxiety,
Overwhelm.
Overwhelm. And the tendency to blame stress on specific things when that's not really the case. Take a breath. Oh, by the way, it's really fun to be able to clear concepts that don't serve us because those are energies too.
Okay.
So
here, there you go.
Let's take another one. And to eliminate the barrier so that I can understand that stress is not about a specific thing and can move around. Gather that all up. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my deep issues are the real sources of my stress. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the anger and frustration I have about those things that stress me out, the need to flip out over stupid stuff that makes me anxious, stressed, and irritable. Take a breath.
I got another one. And to eliminate my addiction to use stress as my go-to whenever I get stressed about something but don't really know what it is or think that it's something else. Take a breath. Get rid of that. That's a pattern, everyone. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my need to blame my anxiety, frustration, and anger on something, no matter how petty it is, I call it stress. Take a breath.
Here's one I just love. And to eliminate the barriers so I can do clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically to reduce my stress. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the fear, guilt, shame, and unworthiness that is the foundation for most of my stress. Take a breath. Gather that all up. That's a big one. And blow it into the trash can.
Let's get a little more specific about that one, Jason. When you have guilt and shame about something, being overweight, and it when you have to go somewhere and you start feeling stressed about having to go because you're feeling fat, ugly, old, wrinkled, however that goes for you, the bottom line is that if you start clearing away the guilt and shame, you will find it's a lot easier to put your shoes on, grab your keys, and go.
So that brings me to a really good one.
Okay.
And to eliminate all the distractions where I think I'm stressed about one thing that keep me from dealing with my root issues and clearing those issues. Take a breath.
Exactly.
And I guarantee you, the more you clear, the more issues you'll see, and you'll see the deeper ones as you go.
And that's when you start to clear overwhelm on a regular basis and to eliminate, everyone, all the overwhelm that I'm holding on to and stuck in. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the frenzy, anxiety, and the need for perfection that always keeps me stressed.
Correct.
Take a breath. Should we activate life force?
I think so. So, and to activate life force energy so I can connect with my authentic self and allow it to come forward to help reduce my stress. Take a nice, you're going to take a breath. This time you're going to pull in life force energy, top of your head, through your heart. Let it go all the way through your body, clear down to the tips of your toes. By the way, oftentimes I will feel myself tingle when I do this one. So take a nice breath and blow it out. See if you can feel the tingle. And activate life force so I can love myself enough to clear the negative energies that get in my way. Take a nice breath.
And activate life force so I have the strength and the courage to remove the negative energies connected to stress.
And my patterns of stress from now on in my past.
Yes, take a breath.
And to activate life force energy so I can be calm and peaceful and happy and healthy and be able to laugh and love and sing and dance if I want, and enjoy myself and be happy with myself and others. Take a nice breath, pull in that life force energy. Remember, it's the most positive energy that there is. Breathe. So Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, next week we're going to talk about grief. And I know that's kind of heavy, but everyone's affected by it. And we'll talk about practical things you can do to feel better. And I bet you haven't heard these. You know, these are really uncommon and not something that you're normally...
You don't connect with. You don't see that they're in front of you.
Exactly.
And by the way, grief does affect all of us at some point in our lives. And even if you think, oh, grieving doesn't affect me, the truth is, it does, it can, and it will. And so, and by the way, we'll probably do a little more stress removal, especially on that one. I want to bring up a subject that we haven't talked about, Jason. I want to let everyone know that we're going to be doing Facebook Live fairly soon. I don't know the exact date yet, but we're going to be doing Facebook Live.
And yeah, everyone, we're stressing over that.
Yeah, we're stressing
over
that.
But we're clearing it.
Yeah. But everyone, I want everyone out there to know I'm going to be doing a segment in Facebook Live each week that is going to help. I'm going to be doing movements to help remove negative energies. And we're going to talk some about this, a lot about the subjects that we have talked about. But I'm going to attach movements to it so we can get rid of negative energies.
So in other words, you know, we've always done clearing where you... where we say the clearing statement and then you blow it out and you imagine in your mind's eye. We're going to show you how to do things like getting up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You know,
driving a car.
The physical movement of getting up.
Not how to
up.
Flip someone off. What?
Yeah. Don't change the subject. The physical movement of getting up in the morning and how you can do clearing while you're doing that.
Yeah. Believe it or not, it's something that we've done for a long time. I used some of this in my water aerobic class that I did for 13 years. And it's very, very, very successful. More people said to me, I came in here and I was as stressed as I could get. And I'm leaving here and I do not feel stress. In fact, I think I can go home and deal with the situation I walked through the door with. So
it's a way of showing you how to be constant and consistently clearing specific things.
That's exactly right.
Without having to memorize these clearings or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, and you can watch and see how it's done.
And even do it with me. So yes. If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter to get the backstory for Living Lighter and be able to also listen to shows that we've already done.
You can also get the bonus material, which is clearings
exactly.
that you didn't get while you were listening today.
Okay. I like that. I like that. And by the way, people use that to remove stress a lot of times while they're working. So we'd love to hear from you. And by the way, Jason would love to hear from you the most. So our email address is, send Jason a note, by the way, Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. I wouldn't mind hearing from you either. I just like everyone to know that.
Yeah, and you have to spell it out. Jason and A-N-D Patricia at livinglighter.org. So it's all one word.
If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.